You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Today is tax day. It got pushed back a month. So your tax return is due today. Half of people file as early as possible. I think Jeremy's in that group. You get yours done pretty darn quick.
Months ago, yeah. I'm one of those people, I think it's on this list, that I actually enjoy doing it.
Yeah.
I enjoy sitting down and putting all the numbers in and doing it. And
you use like TurboTax or something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been doing it myself for like 5-6 years now. So far, so good.
Survey. You haven't been audited yet, huh?
No.
Surveys say that 15% wait until the very last minute. They will wait until not only today, but later today. Okay.
All right.
This same survey found that men think they know more about taxes.
Mm.
But they went out and they actually tested 1,000 people on taxes.
That's a fun test.
And only 35% of men got an A on it, 49% of women. So
I don't want to brag, but I know the tax code. I got it down.
And I like this one. 7 in 10 take the standard deduction, 21% itemized, but I like this. 10% did not know what a deduction was.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you should probably just do the standard. And 44% of people out there thought that you could claim a pet as a dependent.
That
is almost half of Americans believe that your dog can go on your tax return as a dependent.
Really? What's their social?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
My prediction is, in our lifetimes, that will happen, that pets will be allowed to be used as some sort of deduction.
I would think so.
Because
if it isn't happening already for some people.
For some, but I'm talking about just the general population. In our lifetime, because we are so pet crazy in this country, there will be pressure on Washington to do something about that.
Yep, I agree.
You watch. What else is trending?
We'll go back a step, talk about the Rockies a little bit. They did approve 70% capacity now at Coors Field. So 35,000 fans starting June 1st can get inside the stadium and watch the Rockies lose, if you'd like to do that. Also, yesterday, 6 Colorado counties moved to level clear. Adams, Arapahoe, Boulder, Broomfield, Denver, and Jefferson. That means that they can all operate at 100% capacity. No face coverings required. And as we talked earlier, maybe leave them on for more weeks just to be sure.
Just nervous about it, man.
Me too. We'll see what happens. We'll see if some stuff starts popping here. I don't know. We'll see. But anyway, those counties are in level clear. New term out this morning for older millennials born in the early 80s, right after the Gen X cutoff, which is me, 79. Geriatric millennial now. Anyone born between 1980 and 1985 falls into this category. They're saying it's not a bad thing, though, that you're practically a natural leader if you're a geriatric millennial. They say they're good with computers. You grew up in a world where people weren't glued to your phones yet. So unlike younger millennials, you don't lose your mind when somebody leaves you a voicemail instead of texting. You're like, okay, fine. It's like the old answering machine. I'll just call them back. It says you're also good at work because you can kind of bridge the gap between older employees and younger hires. You kind of know the best of both worlds there, and you can communicate with each age group. So that's a good thing.
Let me ask you something. How do you feel being in the generation older than a generation labeled geriatrics?
I'm in there by a month.
But you're older than geriatrics.
I'm older than the geriatric millennials. Yeah, so I mean, you know, it was a month after I was born. It was 1980. So
how do your joints feel?
I feel great. Honestly, like going back to the gym and everything, I am one of those nerds who is like, I'm in the best shape of my life right now. I feel great.
Spot me.
Like, no joke. I was at the gym with these younger guys and I was lifting as much as them. And I tell you, it feels pretty darn good, Dom.
Okay. You're buff, man.
I went, whew. They didn't see me get winded and, you know, in the locker room.
I used to be able to beat you up, but I don't think I could anymore, so I'm not going to try.
Right. So that's going on. Oh, Martha Stewart wants you to know her peacock count. This is very important news this morning. Some guy wrote a book about peacocks. Nobody really knows why. Anyway, the New York Post reviewed the book, and Martha Stewart had a beef with what they said. The story on peacocks in there says that she has 16 peacocks on her farm, when in all actuality she has 21 of those hideous, horrible, mean birds.
They were featured towards the front of a documentary. Yes, okay, I know it sounds like old people, but we were on the couch last night. Instead of watching the show we've been watching, binge watching, we did a quick... You ever do that where you're in the middle of a series, but you take a time out to watch something else?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So we happened to see a thing flash on the screen for one of those David Attenborough nature documentaries. Ooh. You know, he does all of those.
Yeah.
And this one's called Life in Color. Really cool. It's a great one for you to watch with your kids, Jer.
Okay.
Because it's, you know, it's one of Attenborough's nature documentaries. It's only like 40 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about these various, the colors, the vivid colors that these animals have and how they can see colors we can't.
Really?
They like see in ultraviolet and stuff like that.
I'll probably pass on this.
Oh, damn. Thought I had one for you.
You had a good sales pitch, though. I mean, you started off well. I mean, but nah, I probably won't.
Why would you not watch that with your kids?
I don't want to watch that.
Okay.
Now, here's a documentary I want to see, Dom. The study that is talking about how we might eventually be able to breathe through our butt. There's a new study in Japan finding that humans might be able to do this. They say certain types of fish can absorb oxygen through their intestines to stay alive in, like, emergency situations. So these scientists were like, hey, I wonder if mammals can do this. So they put some tubes in some little mouse's booties, and I guess the mice were able to absorb some oxygen through these oxygen-rich enemas.
Sure.
Now, it doesn't sound like they've tried it on humans yet. At least they're not speaking up about it. But they think it might work the same way.
Hmm.
So, volunteers,
Jeremy,
anyone?
You're almost halfway there, Jer, because you already talk out of your ass. So,
I knew something like that was coming. I knew it!
You might be the first.
That's solid. That was a good one. Here's your Fat America real quick. The online marketplace called Goldbelly, they're selling a limited edition Cheez-It birthday cake. It's made from an entire box of Cheez-It crackers, $49. Ground up Cheez-Its in the flour, in the batter, a Cheez-It shortbread crumble between each cake layer. Then it's topped with Cheez-Its, whatever. It looks ridiculous. It's on our Facebook. And then speaking of cake, Mountain Dew has a new flavor coming out called Cake Smash. And it's like drinking a birthday cake, I guess. So enjoy your teeth, Ronnie. Yeah. All right, clickbait.
Clickbait.
Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Check out this story and let me know how you would react. A woman purchased a winning $26 million lottery ticket back in November. And it was coming up on the date where she had to claim it. You know, you get however many months. She didn't come in to claim it because apparently she put that winning Super Lotto Plus ticket into her pocket 6 months ago and put it in the laundry, and it was completely destroyed. And now they're trying to figure out if they can prove that she actually won this ticket.
How could you prove it?
There's a little bit of surveillance video showing her purchasing the ticket, apparently, at this gas station.
Well, purchasing a ticket.
That's the thing. They're trying to decide if it was like, if you can lock down the timestamp or at the exact time it was sold and who bought it. Part of the video has been recorded over now, so there's this whole thing. The story is pretty cool, and man, can you imagine washing a $26 million lottery ticket?
No.
The story's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.